Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Mishnayos, Peah, Perek, Daled, Mishnah Ches, and Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnayos are being learned Leilui Nishmas, Maris, Miriam, Sarah, Bas, Rabbi Yaakov, Maisha, Her, Nisham, Shadav, Nalia, and Bischos, Rachel, Bas, Devar, Gittel, and Tanil, Eliezer, Brent, Spire, Rachel, they should be benched for the Zerushal Kayama, Bekarav, Mamish. And Mishnah Ches picks up with a similar halacha and actually begins with those words, Kayaitsebai, similarly, meaning similar to what we learned in Mishnah Zayin, Hamakdish Pei Raisav, if a person's Makdish his produce, it doesn't have to be fruit, even though Pei Raisav might literally be translated as fruit, we usually translate it as produce. It doesn't have to be fruit. Over here, we're talking about something which might be chayv and meiser. So if he was makdish it, ad shaloi bo l'oinus ha-meisers, before it would have been chayv and meiser, upedon, and then he redeemed it from hektish before it was chayv and meiser, chayavin. So then this produce is chayv and meiser. Now, if you remember in the first parak, we learned about the stage that something is going to be chayv and meiser. We had said that if you're on an apple picking trip with your family, you could just go right up to that tree, take an apple off the tree, make a bracha and eat it, and you don't have to take meiser off of that. We said the only time something's chayv and meiser is once it's reached some sort of stage where it's almost finished its processing, and that's usually called meruach or meruach bekri. It's been smoothed out in a pile. And that's what our mission over here is saying, oines ha-meisers, the time where it would be chayv and meiser, and as we're calling that, meruach bekri. So if this person was makdish his produce before it reached that stage of meruach, and then he redeemed it before it reached the stage of meruach, and he was the one that brought it to that stage, so of course it's chayv and meiser. Let's say mishabol oinus ha-meisers, he was makdish it after it already reached that stage, upedon, and then he redeemed it from hektish after that stage, chayavin. Of course it's chayv and meiser, because he was the one that had placed it into that stage, he was the one that made it chayv and meiser, and just because it spent a little bit of time with hektish, that doesn't mean that it's not chayv and meiser anymore. However, higdishon ad sheloi nigmaru, let's say he was makdish this produce before it reached the stage of meruach, before it was chayv and meiser, ugmarin hagizbar, and the gizbar, the treasurer of hektish, he made sure that it reached this stage, that it got to the stage of meruach bekri, the achakach bedan, and only afterwards the original owner was paidet, he redeemed this produce from hektish, peturin, so it's pater from meiser, shebeshas chayvasan hayu peturin, because at the time where technically this produce could have been chayv and meiser, it was actually pater because it was by hektish, and as we've said previously, that if something is in the Rishus of Hektish, it's Pater and Meiser, and therefore this person does not have to take Meiser off of this produce that he redeemed from Hektish. And moving on to Mishnah Tess, Misha Laketes HaPeah, someone harvested Peah, V'Amar, and he said when he harvested this Peah, Harei Zu Le'ish Pleini Ani, this Peah is actually for that fellow who's an Ani. This Peah is not for me, it's for my fellow friend who's an Ani. Now what's happening over here actually is not one poor person harvesting for another poor person, which would be very nice, we're actually talking about a rich fellow, someone who's considered an usher, someone who's not allowed to harvest peah for himself. He walked into the field, he harvested peah, and he says, this is for my friend the Ani. Let's say his friend was busy that day, let's say he was sick in bed, and this usher, this wealthy fellow, wanted to do his poor friend a favor, so he took some peah for his poor friend. So Rabbi Lezer says, Zachaloi, he actually was zaycha in that peah for the Ani, and actually halachically, he was kaina, he acquired that peah for his friend who is the Ani. Now the Chachamim say that is not so. This rich man did not acquire, he was not zaycha in this peah for the poor person. Yet nenola Ani shenimtza rishon, he's got to give it to the very first Ani that he sees. He's not allowed to do that. He can't go into a field and harvest peah for his friend who's an Ani if he himself isn't an Ani. Now, one of the worlds is the machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. Why would Rabbi Lezer say that a rich fellow is allowed to take peah for a poor fellow? So actually, the Chachamim and Rabbi Lezer do agree on one point. They say that if a poor person goes into a field and he harvests peah, and he doesn't harvest it for himself, he's a tzaddik of an ani, he harvests it for his friend who's an ani who couldn't come that day. So the Chachamim and Rabbi Lezer agree that actually he was zaycha in that peah for his friend who's the ani. Why is that? Because there's a concept called migu, which literally means since, and we would say as follows: since he's able to be zaycha in this peah himself because he's an ani, he's also able to be zaycha in it for his friend. Migu de zachi l'nafshei zachi nami l'chavrei. Since he's able to be zaycha in it for himself, he's able to be zaycha in it for his friend. That's something Rabbi Lezer and the Chum agree on. However, Rabbi Lezer takes us a step further. Rabbi Lezer says, you know, I'm actually going to say another migu, another sentence that will begin with the word since. Since this rich man could be mafkir all of his nechasim. He could make all of his possessions ownerless. He can make a big announcement throughout town that I hereby am saying that everything that I own in the world is completely free for the taking. And if he does say that, he'll be a poor person who'd be allowed to take payah. So since he's able to make himself into a poor person, migu, that he can say, I don't have any possessions, I'm giving all my possessions away, then he'll be poor, then he'll be able to take payah. And if he was poor, he'd be able to take payah for his friend as well. So even though he's not poor, he's still able to be zaych and payah for his friend. The Chachamim say, we'll only say one migu. We're only going to say, migu de zachin enafshe zachinam lechavre. Since he can be zaych in it for himself, he can be zaych in it for his friend. But if he's wealthy and he can't be zaych in it for himself, we're not going to add on this extra migu. And the Mishnah concludes with another halacha. Haleket vashicha vapeah shal nachri. Chayiv v'maisers leket shech and peah that was left over by a non-Jew is chayiv and meiser elim kein hifkir, unless he was actually mafkir that leket shech and peah. So this Gentile lives among Jews and he looks at his Jewish neighbors and he sees, wow, they do something really special called leket shech and peah. They leave over these stalks and these bundles and part of their field for poor people to harvest. What a beautiful thing these Yidden do. I'm gonna do the same thing. So he leaves leket shech and peah in his field and he says, hey poor fellows, come to my field to take leket. So even though we know that leket shechem peah is pater and meiser, that's only if the person has a chiv to take off leket shechem peah. But this fellow's a Gentile, and he's not chayv to leave leket shechem peah. It's very nice that he's leaving the stuff in his field for the poor people, but it's not considered leket shechem peah. So in essence, he's just giving this to the poor people as a present, and therefore they would have to take off meiser. But as the Mishnah had concluded, that if he actually was mafkir it, if he declared it ownerless, and he said, I'm being mafkir all of this, not just that he's giving it to them as a gift, but he's saying this is actually hefker, and that means it's not only for poor people to take, even rich people could take it if they wanted to, so then it would be pater and meiser, because we already know that something that's hefker is pater and meiser. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.